Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. To begin, do you or does any member on the household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, Thank you very much. Now, as you're aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote.
No, I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you. Now, with which political party are you registered, Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all kinds, what is your main racial background? Is it African-American?
I'm white.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 to 45?
I'm 74.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
Thank you. And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and property insurance costs, corruption in local government, crime and neighborhood safety, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, flooding, the sea level rise, and environmental resiliency.
Okay. Flooding.
Thank you.
Sea level
Thank
rise.
You. Now, although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Or definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Probably vote for the Republican candidate or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Well, it's a nonpartisan election, so I vote for the best person. You didn't give
but
me that
out of
as
the,
an alternative.
Yeah, so it's just that these are the options that we have, the scale.
I don't like those options.
For the question. Okay, that's fine then. Now, I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard each person, just let me know. The
okay.
First one is Richard Krasnick.
Don't know.
No opinion or have never heard of him?
No opinion.
Thank you. The next one is Cindy Lerner.
I have a high opinion of her.
And is it very favorable or somewhat
yes.
favorable?
Very favorable.
Fair. Thank you. And what about Raquel Regalado?
Very poor.
Is it very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Yes. Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, you will be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alexander Otaola, Manny Sid,
no.
or
no.
Daniela Levin Cava?
Yes.
Daniela?
Cava. Mm-hmm. Cava.
Thank you. Cava, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levin Cava?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Prashnick, Cindy Lerner, or Raquel Regalado?
Cindy Lerner.
Thank you very much. And would you say you are definitely voting for, or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Yes, definitely voting.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
Problem.
Part of the problem. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levin-Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I'd vote yes. I'm in
and
favor
is it
of
a,
it.
And is it a definitely vote yes or probably
yes.
vote yes?
It's a definitely vote yes.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make no difference, just let me know. The first one is, Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. Does that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less
more
likely?
More
much
likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Yes, much. Much more.
Much more. Thank you. The next one is, as mayor of the Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars.
I don't think that's true.
So does that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference in your opinion?
It makes no difference.
Thank you.
Because it's not a true statement about her.
Thank you. Thank you. Since we're doing, like, general statements, I'm sure that there will be more, positive and negative as well. So. Now, while Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes.
That doesn't affect my vote.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is...
Because that also is not a true statement as... to her as an elected official. Every property owner has the right to appeal their assessment.
Thank you. Now, Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community, like corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling. So does that make you much more likely, somewhat
much
more likely?
Much more likely.
And we're halfway there for this section. The next one is, as mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fists, cursing at and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office.
That's old news. Doesn't affect my vote.
Okay, that's fine. And the last one for this section is, Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood, and as mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of U.S. 1 in unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as land grab for big developers.
That's old news. It's not going to affect my vote.
No difference. Thank you very much. Now, just before we continue, we still have a few more questions to go, and but we're almost there. Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado, and after hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. And if each makes no difference, just let me know as well. As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting.
That doesn't affect my vote.
Thank you. The next one is, since Raquel Regalado has been on the County Commission for, since Raquel Regalado has been on the County Commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unfavorable places to live in long-time residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough.
Doesn't affect my vote.
Thank you. The next one is, currently several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just one more of the same.
That doesn't affect my vote.
Thank you. The next we're not going to,
I don't understand that question, because why would we say all Cubans are bad? That's not true. So why have that statement?
Thank you for your opinion, sir. We really appreciate it. Now, as your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay. I'm so sorry. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Biscayne Bay.
Mm-hmm. Biscayne Bay, yeah, thank you. And so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. Let me repeat it. As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats.
Doesn't affect my vote.
Thank you. The next one is, Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election.
Doesn't affect my vote.
Thank you. Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever serve in the County Commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy and for applicants of affordable housing and pilot programs to help single mothers in government housing.
Doesn't affect my vote.
Thank you. And we're almost there. Just 3 left. Raquel Regalado believes the key to successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline, and rideshare options.
It doesn't affect my vote.
Thank you. Now, second to last, Raquel Regalado understands how housing works, Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable.
Doesn't affect my vote.
Thank you. And the last one is, as a mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decal safety program with police, and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum.
If she has, I haven't heard that before, but that's great that she's doing it, but it doesn't affect my vote.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Prashnick, Cindy Lerner, or Raquel Regalado?
Cindy Lerner.
Thank you. And you would say, and again, would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. Prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
I get emails from her. I don't follow her.
Oh.
And I have not attended any event of hers.
Okay, that's fine then. Thank you. And the following are a list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all. The Key Biscayne Independent. Do you follow it regularly?
I follow it from time to time.
So follow, but not regularly?
Yes.
Thank you. The next one is FM radio.
I listen to FM, yes.
Is it follow regularly or follow, but
regularly.
Not regularly? Thank
right.
You.
NPR is on FM. I listen to that regularly.
You. The next one is local newspaper like the Miami Herald.
I read the Herald every day.
Thank you. Only in Dade?
Yes.
Follow regularly or follow but not regularly?
Regularly.
Thank you. AM, talk, or news radio?
I don't listen to those.
Local political blogs?
I don't follow those.
And the last one is Miami's community news.
From time to time, I read it.
So how should I record that? Follow regularly or follow but not regularly?
Follow but not regularly.
Thank you. Now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
And would you say you're very liberal or just somewhat?
No, somewhat liberal.
Somewhat, thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma?
No, I have a college degree.
Post-college degree. Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful
okay.
night, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.